Welcome to episode 70 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Dr. Jenna, and today I have a very special guest with us today, a doctor who is going to explain all of the things that we need to know about the pelvic floor and how important it is in our lives to strengthen our pelvic floor, especially during motherhood. So if you are excited to learn about pelvic floor and how you can work out your inner deep muscles deep down inside our pelvic floor that we don't ever talk about, if you're excited about that, then stick around to listen in to Dr. Sarah. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Hey, mamas. I'm still so excited about the month of April because the month of April is the month of our one-year anniversary here on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, and this podcast is growing. We are having people reaching out to me to be on their podcast that they want more information, they want more help, and I'm so excited to be helping all these moms who want to stay fit during their postpartum recovery. And if you are a mom who's been listening to my show for a while, please take the time to write a review and you'll get entered into a giveaway that we're doing for the month of April. Yep, you can win $50 on an Amazon gift card plus a free coaching session with me where I can help you customize the perfect workout program for you and your busy lifestyle. So if you want to win this giveaway for the month of April, all you have to do is write a review by going to Apple Podcasts, looking for those 5 stars and click write a review, write something nice and sweet and take a screenshot and then share it with me on Instagram and in a DM, and I will write your name down for a chance to win this giveaway. I can't wait. We're going to be doing it for the whole month of April, and my goal is to get to 10,000 downloads. We are so close. We're almost at 9,000, and we still have a long way to go. So let's try to do this together. Let's spread the Fit Postpartum Mom message across the world. And I'm so excited because I am ranking in this podcast. I'm ranking in so many different countries and so many different states. I'm actually on a mission to hit all 50 states of the United States. And one of the states that I really would like to get is the state of Alaska. That state is really special to me and my husband. And I'd love for someone in Alaska to listen to the podcast. So if you have a friend who lives in Alaska or a family member, just have them listen so I can check that one off my list. All right. Well, I can't wait to get into today's episode. And here is my introduction of Dr. Sarah. I'm excited because I have Dr. Sarah Ionescu with me. She is a board certified family medicine physician, wife, mom of four, and exercise enthusiast. She is passionate about wellness, preventative care, and exercise, and loves to inspire others to move. She strives to stay physically active daily as she sees massive physical and mental health benefits with this and wants to help and inspire and encourage others to do the same. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sarah.
Thank you so much, Jenna. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited to be talking about our topic today, which is the pelvic floor, a much important topic to talk about for all moms to learn. So we're going to dive deep into that today. But first, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So like you said in the intro, and thank you for that, I am a family medicine trained physician. I currently have four children, and I worked for a long time as a physician. And then in the last year or so, I transitioned to being a stay-at-home mom. So I've been home for about a year, you know, taking care of the kids, raising them. And now I'm kind of working on building some things. I'm not sure exactly where it's going, but like you said, you know, I'm super into exercise and really into the postpartum period and how important that is. And so then when I found your podcast, it sort of felt like, wow, this is totally up my alley. So that's kind of why I reached out to you.
Yeah, this is wonderful. We are definitely in the same niche for sure. And we have the same passion to help moms with fitness because it is so important. We love it. And we're hoping those who are listening love it as well. So that's great. And you have four kids and I have four kids. So we have a lot in common for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started into being a doctor, and why are you so such a big advocate for pelvic floor health?
Sure. So my path to being a doctor was a little long and circuitous. I, you know, initially didn't get in right away, got waitlisted, worked a different job, then eventually got accepted to med school. And, you know, long story short, that was definitely the right path for me because I think then I was mature enough to do what I needed to do to be successful in med school and as a doctor. Honestly, in med school and training, we learned a lot about things like urinary incontinence and symptoms like that, but we didn't really have a robust education around, you know, the postpartum period and how to support a mom. There was a lot of, you know, the delivery and, okay, now your baby's here and here's how to take care of your baby, but there really wasn't a lot of here's how to take care of you. And that is something that, you know, once I became a mom and realized, oh gosh, there is so much to learn here and there really needs to be a lot of resources and a lot of support. That's kind of what first got me thinking about it. And then after my second child, I had some very real pelvic floor issues, which, you know, we can get into later in the podcast, but those issues led me to doing pelvic floor physical therapy for, you know, several months weekly. And I saw the huge benefit that I got with that and with, you know, some of the other things going into diastasis recti treatment and all of these things. And I was just thinking, man, we really need to ramp up what we're teaching new moms about their bodies and about their mental health and just how to support them through that really, really delicate period, which I feel like oftentimes is a little bit kind of brushed off almost.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're both in the medical field, and even studying physical therapy, I was fortunate enough to be an intern with pelvic floor therapists, but even in the schooling, you know, the classroom, we didn't talk about it much. You learn it on the job, and you're saying the same thing where, you know, the doctors aren't really educating us, but you know, you knew that you needed help, and we'll talk about that more. And the physical therapists were able to help you, but it's definitely something that a lot of moms are sort of on their own to find a physical therapist, to find a doctor to help even teach them what the problems are. And I'm so glad that, you know, there are women like us online that were able to help, you know, moms with this area. And I have people all the time coming to me with just the simple question of what do I do or where do I go, you know? And so they know that there's a problem, but they don't even know where to get started or how to find someone to help them. So I'm glad that we're talking about this today. That's great.
Absolutely.
So how has your pelvic floor recovery been different during your four pregnancies? Because I really want to know the details. You had four pregnancies and the labor and delivery and then the postpartum. There's all these stages of motherhood. And I just love to know how you managed with your four pregnancies and what you experienced.
So my first pregnancy was pretty straightforward. There were no issues. Delivery was fine. You know, postpartum, like I said, the main thing for me was I went to that OB follow-up appointment and it was like, okay, great, get back to working out, like, see you when you need us. And it was sort of like, What? Like, I sort of had no idea how to get back into exercising regularly and where to start and what to do. At that point, I had no pelvic floor issues that I was aware of, and I, didn't even realize in hindsight I did have a diastasis at that time, but I wasn't aware of it. The doctors that I saw didn't point it out, and I never started doing anything to address it. So essentially, when I got to wanting to get back to my, strength and cardiovascular fitness, I just kind of jumped back into what I had been doing before and didn't really have too many issues. I'm not sure if that's because it was my first baby or because I was pretty active leading up to delivery, but I feel in hindsight very lucky for that. Then with my second baby, it was a very, very rapid delivery, which ultimately a couple of weeks afterwards, I had a cystocele, which is where, your bladder drops into the vagina. So I had that issue, and then I had some pretty significant pelvic floor weakness, where I was having urinary issues and just a lot of very common postpartum symptoms. And I did just want to say, I feel like even as a medical student, as a resident, I think even in friend groups, a lot of times it's almost normalized, like, oh, you leak when you laugh. That's ha ha. Like, you have three kids. That's sorry. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's almost like that's expected. And so nobody really. Well, a lot of times I think nobody really says anything about it or is like, okay, we should address that. Here's how we should address it. Or, later down the line, 20 years later, oh, here's some medicine that can maybe help without really addressing the underlying problem. And so I went for my OB, my postpartum visit, and I had an amazing obstetrician at that time. And I walked in and she was like, why do you still look like you're 5 months pregnant? And I was like, oh, like I sort of was like, oh gosh. And she said, you have a huge diastasis recti. And like I had heard the term before, of course, with med school, but I didn't really understand what it meant. And she started explaining to me how that ties into your pelvic floor and pelvic health. And she, of course, examined me and was like, okay, you have a lot of stuff going on with your pelvic floor and this other issue. Like, you really need to get in with a really well-trained pelvic floor physical therapist.
Wonderful.
And right. And that I think that that was huge because she pointed out the issues. She pointed me in the right direction and she really explained to me how it would be so beneficial, especially if I was planning on having more kids in the future. Because if you don't address these things, it exponentially magnifies with every pregnancy, right? Because you're not regaining that strength that you need. And then over time, it's getting weaker and weaker, and you're not rebuilding, but it's getting even more weak, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that is so important. And I'm like so excited that that doctor said something to you because I hear a lot of women go to that follow-up appointment and everything's sort of overlooked. And I just want to encourage the moms that are listening to ask your doctor, do I have diastasis recti? Just flat out ask them and ask them, do I have pelvic floor prolapse or weakness? And in that appointment, you want to have them say yes or no, because that's your opportunity to go to the next step in seeing a physical therapist. So that's great that your doctor actually called it out on you for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then I got plugged into the physical therapist and she was absolutely wonderful and explained all of the anatomy and explained why everything happened and laid out a plan of like, here's how we're going to fix it and this is what we're going to do. And I mean, everything improved. Everything went back to how it was before I ever was pregnant because I, to the moms out there, you do have to be diligent about it. If you just go to physical therapy and you don't do the homework that they give you, I think that your results may not be as good. I think it's important to take the time as a mom to do that self-care that's going to help you, get your body where you want it to be, where you're, pain-free and those symptoms are resolved. But one thing that the physical therapist said to me at that point was, you know, just because these symptoms are resolved, I would not stop doing this stuff. She's like, you know, especially if you're going to get pregnant again, keep doing it. You know, add it into your exercise routine so that you keep that strength built up. And that's exactly what I did. And I found that my postpartum periods after my third and fourth babies was significantly better. Like the,
good.
It was, yeah, it was so much faster. There were so few issues with the pelvic floor. And I mean, even, you know, my third baby, my fourth was even better than my third. I think because I continued doing those things, you know, in the interim when I got pregnant again, not immediately, but, you know, once I was ready to get back to gentle exercise, started that. And I think, you know, just the consistency, and it doesn't have to be a lot, you know, it was like, she had a routine for me that was like 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes a day. And you didn't always even have to do it all in one chunk. It was very reasonable and so effective.
Yeah. And I love that. And I just, that gives so many women hope that, you know, if you had a rocky postpartum recovery or a rocky delivery and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to have any more children because this was so difficult, but there's a fix for it, and it's pelvic floor exercises, and you can have a better experience with your next child if you decide to have more children, just like you did. And there, it works. It definitely works. And it's just beautiful to see our muscles recover so well with the right exercises. And you definitely had the right therapist. So that's great to hear. I love that. Absolutely love that. Well, can you please tell the women listening, if you were to give them any advice on anything pelvic floor related, especially, you know, before conceiving and during pregnancy, what can they do to prevent any problems come postpartum time or come delivery time?
Yeah. So I think for me, I mean, the biggest lesson that I learned is I would have been doing pelvic floor stuff, you know, preconception and during pregnancy, because like I had said earlier, in hindsight, I think I did have a little bit of issue after my first pregnancy and delivery, but in the postpartum period, I just chalked it up to like, oh, this is what everybody says happens. So like now I'm a mom and this is just how it is. And I think that once I realized, no, that's not how it has to be, there is a way to get rid of these symptoms. You know, if I had been doing that pelvic floor stuff leading up to pregnancy, during pregnancy, and then in that first postpartum period, maybe my rapid delivery, maybe that wouldn't have happened. You know, if I would have had the strength there to withstand that delivery. And so I think, you know, part of my reaching out to you was sort of like, I want to help these, you know, these moms that are planning to have kids, or moms that have already had one and are planning to have another, or are newly postpartum. You know, here's what I learned, you know, take the lesson from me and get started on this stuff as soon as you can, even if you've never been pregnant. At, you know, pelvic floor health is massively important, especially as you age. And so, yeah, that's kind of my tip there, is just get on it. And it doesn't have, like I said, it can be short and direct. It doesn't have to be like a, I must have 30 minutes of my day carved out to do this.
Yeah. And I'm a big advocate for short workouts for moms, for sure. And I love how pelvic floor exercises, you can do them anywhere. And I have a lot of episodes about sort of sneaking them in random places throughout your day. And, you know, my favorite place is doing them in the car because you're sitting and you're focused. And so definitely try those out. Try some Kegels out in the car, but doing the pelvic floor exercises is definitely a lifelong commitment because as we get older, our muscles are just going to naturally get weaker and then incontinence happens. And so you might as well, you know, start now when we're young and keep that habit going for sure. Yes. And it's going to make for an easier delivery and a smoother postpartum recovery. 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And thank you for telling us about your experiences. And I know a lot of moms are going to want to follow you. So where can they find you?
Sure. So right now I am Dr. Sarah, S-A-R-A. And then my last name, Ionescu, which is I-O-N ESCU. And that's my handle on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. And I'm also working on a website, which will be that. It will be myname.com.
Oh, wonderful. And I will definitely link all of these and the spelling, all the correct spelling, everything in the show notes so you guys can go click on that and follow Dr. Sarah. She's a wealth of knowledge, and I'm so glad to have you on the show, and we'll have to do it again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Jen. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Dr. Sarah. She is a wealth of knowledge, and learning about the pelvic floor is crucial for recovery. If you want to strengthen your pelvic floor and your core and really hone in on that full recovery postpartum, I'd love for you to join me in my Postpartum Abs Simplified course, where I teach you how to strengthen your core in a safe, easy, and effective way. I'd love for you to join me over there. You can hop on over to livecorestrong.com/class, and you can get access to my Postpartum Abs Simplified program at the end of that free 45-minute training. I'd love for you to hop on over there, and we can get started with restoring your core and your pelvic floor the right way, the safe way, and in the easy way. It only takes 10 weeks. And just like Dr. Sarah said, it has completely improved her body, and it made it so much easier for her for her other pregnancies and her other postpartum recoveries. So it is a game changer strengthening these muscles, and I hope you don't let that go. I hope you don't ignore it, and I hope that you focus in on what's most important in strengthening your body, and that's your core and your pelvic floor. Thanks so much for joining us today, and remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.